Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. M-A-U-R-E-R is his, how you spell his last name if you're Googling him. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is one of his books. Why Don't You Want What I Want is another one of his books. He's the guy that we turn to when we want to accomplish change in our businesses. And he's so many times he's helped us to talk about this, how to, on many levels. If you go back, folks, as far back as you want, listen on our show, on our website, and listen to what Rick has said to us. There's so many things that he's given us over the years that are still evergreen. Rick, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com. And as you said, Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R, rickmaurer.com.
So check that out. Okay, Rick, last thoughts on complacency.
Well, one is complacency is part of the human condition. When Harley-Davidson, you know, they make great bikes. In the 70s, their quality really was awful. I mean, they were losing market share. Customers were complaining, and it was really bad. And then in the 80s, they really discovered quality. They turned the company around. During that quality revolution, I got to hear one of the executives from Harley, and he said, well, you know, you might ask, how come we didn't see that quality was getting bad and customer mm-hmm. service was bad? He said the problem was the information was right there. It was in front of us. He said the writing was on the wall. We thought it was a forgery.
Yeah.
So sometimes we are complacent and we see. So seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing.
Right.
And so if I believe things are going well, and that's true for the employee and it's true for the owner too.
Why do we see things? What causes human beings to see plain English, let's say, written out in front of us? Why do we refuse to believe it?
I don't have a simple answer for that. But there's a lot of good research on brain to say, but that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, that's who we are. So what we have to do is find ways to guard against that so that we have truth detectors.
Here's something I want to stick in here, Rick. One of my big pushes this year is to really focus on the CEO part of being a small business owner. That somebody in the company has to be a CEO part of the time. You can't just be a manager of your business. You've got to step into the CEO shoes. And part of the job of a CEO is to look at that writing and say, you know what? When I'm in my manager's hat, that looks like a forgery. But from my 30,000 foot level, it looks like the truth.
Yeah.
See what I mean? I mean, and that's what you've got to do, haven't you? And
yep.
that could include bringing somebody in who can see things better than you.
Absolutely. You know, or you know, if there's a group that you get together with for coffee once a week and they're from different businesses. I mean, anything like that where you're forced to look outside yourself. It's just like on the break, we were talking politics, and I know a lot of people who talk one side, and those are the only people they talk to, and mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who talk the other side, and those are the only people they talk to,
right.
And there's no fresh thinking, and it becomes this echo chamber.
Right.
And I think for those CEOs you're talking about, they've got to have a way to get out of the echo chamber.
I call it an incest of ideas.
That's a good phrase.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And you've got to talk to people who are willing to push back on you. My friend Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors. People that you know care about you, but will still tell you, you know, you don't have any clothes on, Emperor.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good goal, Jim. I like.
Well, and that's part of the. To me, that's part of the CEO thing. And of course, you can say, but why would I look for that change? Well, are you growing as fast as you want? Are you making as much profit as you want? Are you having any cash flow problems? Are employees leaving you when you don't understand why? Et cetera, right? Are customers coming back? I mean, those are little tip-offs that you need to look at yourself, right?
Yes, and one more. I think what you said is absolutely right. I hope people are taking notes. And that is, can you see over the next hill?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may have competitors there that you don't even notice yet because they're too small.
Yeah, exactly. And now more than ever before, 20 years ago, you could look around and pick out two or three. Now there could be thousands. Hey, Rick, I need the website again quickly.
Sure thing. Rick Maurer, Maurer.com.
Rick, will you come back another day?
I would love to.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Rick joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.